Doc Rivers continues to time and time again not get it when it comes to getting... Oh!
Let him play!
He wins. Great steak. Smells like poop.
Honestly, like if Urban Meyer wants to come to Connecticut, bring him on. I mean, come on. I'll take him too.
Nia Jackson, I think, weighs 280 pounds.
Oh!
Can we isolate that clip? Nia Jackson weighs 280 pounds. Oh!
Let her play.
From Los Angeles, this is Dave in the City, brought to you by Locks of the Week Radio. Now, here's Dave Medina.
Good evening, sports fans, and a pleasure to have you here for the big bonus show. Good to have you with us from the Dave in the City studios in dark Southern California. It's actually very late at night right now as we do this program. I promised you a bonus show. The bonus show we meant to do never materialized because, again, Timmy and his friend, I'm sorry, Jeremy and his friend Tim didn't get to do the show. They canceled on me the last minute. Again, I think that's going to be it for those two for a while. So when I have Tommy on, I'm going to explain the whole situation and then see what happens. But we are really coming to you right now on what has really been a wacky night of baseball. I mean, just one of the craziest nights, craziest games I've ever seen, and a bunch of crazy games tonight here here within the major leagues. But I think the biggest one that we're looking at right now is one between the Yankees and the Twins, and neither team can finish the game. It's 14-12. They are in the 10th inning, and the game has gone 2 hours over. This is a real problem for baseball, trying to resolve this strange, to resolve this just terrible job of maintaining the pace of the game. I don't think any other sport has this problem with pacing of the game. It is absolutely brutal. You cannot go... what do we have there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, you cannot go 5 hours and go not even 10 innings. I mean, that's inexcusable. It's just inexcusable. And I think baseball needs to finally get with it and put in a pitch clock, which was used during the spring training games this year. And it worked very well. I was in attendance for some games in spring training in Arizona, and the pitch clock was effective. They need to just use it now. This is ridiculous. Like, I don't know what... They keep making excuses. The players will keep complaining about it. The purists will keep saying it's not real. Like, it's not in the spirit of the game. Playing a game for 10 innings that takes 5 hours is not in the spirit of the game either. This is ridiculous. Like, the game should not be taking this long. Even with 26 runs, a game should not take... They should not take 5 hours. No, I mean, even if it went 15 innings, a game shouldn't take 5 hours. It is inexcusable the way that this has been handled. But anyway, with all that on the table, this has been a very good game, despite the length of the game. It's just that it's too bad that most people can't watch the ending because the game just went at a really bad pace. I mean, it's really pathetic. Like, and it's really too bad that baseball is in this position. It's just throw the ball. Like, what are we waiting for? There's too much thinking. Throw the damn ball. That's kind of my advice there to baseball. So anyway, what we're gonna do? We're gonna give you some bonus coverage of this game tonight, and we will take you now to, if this will load, we will take you now to the YES Network for its coverage of the final out. Yankees trying to get one more out, but the bases are loaded for Minnesota here in the bottom of the 10th inning here at Target Field. And again, if this thing would just load, we could get this show on the road. And I don't know, geez, of all the times for this to happen. Oh, my God. Come on, let's go. Load. Well, maybe we could do this. It's crazy that we're in this position. It really is wild. All right, so we're going to go right here. Here we go. Now for you, YES Network coverage of the Yankees and the Twins. Again, the score is 14-12, and we've got one more out to go here in the bottom of the 10th inning. It's just insane. Aaron Boone just made a pitching change within this inning to go from Ottavino to, I think this is Canley, number 57. Let's go ahead and go to the coverage now.
You've got two outs here. So I would imagine he probably stays with his best pitch.
The 1-1. Just misses a hair below the zone, and it's 2-1.
Crazy, isn't it? All right, back to the gag sheet.
The 2-1. Kepler lines that in the air to left center. Hicks on the run, dives, and he made the catch! He made the play! Oh my goodness, what a catch from Aaron Hicks to end it. 14-12 the final on a sensational leaping, lunging grab and a fitting finish to an unforgettable night.
I didn't think there was any way he was going to get there.
Unbelievable stuff from Aaron Hicks to end the game. This has certainly been, even with the length notwithstanding, this has been a classic. I mean, this ball, I don't think the play-by-play did it justice. You had the ball going straight into the power alley. It really didn't look like anybody was going to catch the ball, let alone Aaron Hicks just running and leaping for the grab. That is a play that will live in down in Yankee history, at least for this year. Max Kepler had absolutely crushed that ball. It looked like, as we're seeing the reactions on replay, it looked like that game was over for the Yankees' sake, and the Twins were going to score all three runs from the base paths. And Kepler is going to have a game-winning double. But instead, it's a game-winning catch by Hicks. And boy, these two teams are tired. Yankees, 14 runs on 20 hits, one error. The Twins, 12 runs on 15 hits and no errors. That's your final in 10 innings, 10 very long, brutal innings. But nevertheless, quite a game. And both teams are obviously in a great spot. You know, the Yankees are cruising in their division. The Twins are, for the most part, cruising in their division as well. But that would have been a killer for the Yankees, coming back like that and still losing. And similarly for the Twins, not being able to put away the game when they had the lead, not being able to take the lead in the ninth inning with the bases loaded, nobody out, and then here having that drive, that certainly was a rough one there for the Twins' sake. But they did win the first game, so we have the rubber match coming up tomorrow, Wednesday afternoon. It might be night, and we will see what the outcome of that is. Let me make sure and confirm the details of that final game. I have to just make sure that it is in fact So we got one more game. It will be a night game at 10 o'clock. Wait a minute, 10 o'clock, I'm sorry. 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Pacific. But certainly, this was looked like a great matchup on paper, and it delivered. So that has been part of what is an incredibly crazy night in baseball. Really great, really crazy. And I got this text in from... from Jer. He was about to break everything in the house, but Aaron Hicks saved the day and saved the household over there in Jerryland. This was certainly quite a night. So we're here to do this show just to kill time, but I can also use this moment to remind all of you that we will have the top five episodes of 2015 special coming up in a day or so here on the feed. Well, that's it from here. I hope you've enjoyed this mini program. This is indeed a bonus podcast, just not the one that I had in mind. But we hope that this was fun anyway. I'm Dave Medina. You can find us at DidCow on Twitter, on the web at DidCow.com. And stay cool, everybody. It has been crazy as the summer starts to heat up. We'll see you next time.